Did you notice verse 20? I'm sorry, verse 30. He said, people who disobey their parents. Whoa. Why did he chuck this one into the pile? Well, he didn't just chuck it in. It's a fundamental reality that home is where we learn to be civilized people. Home is where we learn who God is and how to walk with God. And when we rebel against our parents at the youngest age, the Bible tells us that what we're doing is rebelling against God. In the Decalogue, there was two sets to the Ten Commandments. That's the Decalogue. The first four are relationship vertically with God. The second six are a relationship horizontally to one another. Watch this. And the only way this is going to be imbalanced is through the grace of God, through the cross of Jesus Christ. But the first commandment in that second part, that horizontal part, is honor your father and your mother. You see, this is the seedbed of rebellion. In the Bible, sexual sin is whispered compared to the shout God makes about greed and judgmentalism. Jesus forgave prostitutes, but he was harsh with religious materialists. Matter of fact, he said it would be easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one of these. And the disciples said, then who can be saved? If these Pharisees, these righteous ones, cannot be saved, then who can be saved? Jesus said, nobody's saved except by the grace of God.